KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 43 degrees. We look for a chance of light rain this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and a high of 57. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Topping the news, residents of southwest Iowa saw everything from heavy rain and hail that covered the roadways to straight-line winds and tornadoes that damaged property, but there have been no injuries that we are aware of. In their storm report issued late last night, the National Weather Service said the Stanton Fire Chief saw a tornado 4 miles east of Stanton at around 3:15 p.m. yesterday that damaged buildings and vehicles at a rural property. 4 miles south of Riverton in Fremont County, a funnel cloud was observed at around 2:54 p.m. A weak rope-style funnel cloud was reported near Highway 25, about 5 miles southeast of Bedford in Taylor County at around 5 p.m. And about 15 minutes later, damage to a barn was reported to have occurred 2 miles north-northwest of Clearfield. At around 5:43 p.m., a tornado was seen 3 miles south-southwest of Creston near the airport heading toward the town. And just a few minutes later, the twister had become rain-wrapped, as it was only about 1 mile southwest of Creston. A few minutes later, law enforcement reported another tornado 3 miles north-northeast of Creston. Meanwhile, 5 miles north of Stanton, flooding was taking place at around 6 p.m. last night with creeks rising out of their banks. An estimated 4.5 inches of rain had fallen during the day near Stanton, with a total of 2 days for 7 inches. Heavy rain was also seen in the Griswold area. Wednesday afternoon, there was dime-sized hail covering a 2 mile stretch of Montgomery County Road H-14 between Highway 48 south of Griswold near the Elliott turnoff and County Road M-63, which is east of there at around 4:20 p.m. Quarter-sized hail was reported 5 miles north of Stanton at around 3:25, and quarter-sized hail was reported also in Essex at around 3:50 p.m. An update on the small stream flood advisory for Montgomery and Page counties. The Weather Service reports just within the past couple of minutes that the small stream flood advisory has been canceled for Montgomery and northeastern Page counties. The high water is receding and is no longer expected to pose a threat. You should continue to heed any road closures, however. The National Weather Service says a tornado that skipped along a few blocks northwest of Omaha was rated an EF1 Wednesday, packing winds of 86 to 110 miles per hour. The twister stayed on the ground for about 8 blocks and seemed to bob up and down after it struck at around 3:45 p.m. It toppled a few trees, damaged others, and knocked down some fences before dissipating about 4 minutes later. No injuries were reported. Two Kansas men have pleaded guilty in what authorities say was the drug-related slaying of a southwest Iowa man. 42-year-old John Rubendahl and 40-year-old James Bost were convicted Tuesday of second-degree murder after prosecutors lowered their charges. The Hiawatha, Kansas men are scheduled to be sentenced on May the 16th. Authorities say they killed 44-year-old Alan Pafford last June. A court document said authorities found Pafford tied up in a workshop near his mother's home in Nottoway with a bedsheet wrapped around his head and a neck and bullet wound to the back of his head. The document said Boss told authorities that Pafford owed Rubendahl $3,000 for drugs. Authorities in Denison report a strip club was the target of an attempted robbery earlier this morning. According to Denison police, at around 12:50 a.m., a white female, about 5 feet 4 to 5 feet 5 inches tall, weighing 250 pounds in glasses with a pink shirt and black pants, along with a black male about 5 feet 5 to 5 feet 9 inches tall, 165 pounds, who wore a gray sweatshirt and gray sweatpants, attempted to rob the Bookham Danos strip club. The suspects remained in the business as the owner was attempting to close up. When the owner attempted to escort them out, the male pushed the owner down and held her at gunpoint. A physical confrontation then occurred, and the male eventually left the building in an unknown direction. If you have any information on that or any other serious crime in the Denison area, you can contact the Denison PD at 712-263-3195. Sheriff's deputies in Page County responded to a report of a single vehicle rollover accident just before 6 p.m. Wednesday at 190th Street and E Avenue. That's about 4 miles east of Shenandoah. Their investigation determined 34-year-old Brandon James Stevens of Shenandoah was driving a 2013 Ford Focus eastbound on 190th when he attempted to turn north on E Avenue. The car slid into the northeast ditch before rolling onto its top. Stevens was out of the vehicle and sitting on the shoulder of the road when witnesses found him. He was taken to the Shenandoah Hospital for treatment of unknown injuries and then transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Authorities say charges are pending. The Page County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Shenandoah Fire Department and Shenandoah Ambulance Service. In our funeral announcements this morning, Jim Dale Modrell, age 71, of Anita, died Friday in Omaha. Memorial services for Jim Modrell will be today at 1 o'clock at the Anita Community Center. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Gilbert Hugenson, age 96, of Elkhorn and formerly of Harlan, died April 21st. Memorial services for Gilbert Hugenson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Roy Struve, age 92, of Manning, died Tuesday in Carroll. A mass of Christian burial for Roy Struve will be on Friday at 10:30 at Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Catherine Ann Franks, age 81, of Persia, died Tuesday. A mass of Christian burial for Catherine Franks will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. James Meisenheimer, age 76, of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Des Moines. A mass of Christian burial for James Meisenheimer will be on Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Wayne Brockhoff, age 56, of Walnut, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. A celebration of life service for Wayne Brockhoff will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Denise Beardmore McMartin, age 55, of Messina, died April 17th. A celebration of life gathering for Denise McMartin will be Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the family home at 72715 Seattle Road near Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Peggy Jensen, age 66, of Audubon, died April 20th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Peggy Jensen will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Gray. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. And Jason Smith, age 43, of Smithville, Missouri, and formerly of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Jason Smith are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.